SRN News, I'm John Scott. The sound of strong wind at Jeanette's Pier on North Carolina's Outer Banks. There was little damage reported in the Outer Banks overnight from Aaron as the sprawling storm passed by. The National Hurricane Center's senior hurricane specialist, John Cangagliosi, says this could be the final day that the Outer Banks feels the effects of Hurricane Aaron.
It'll continue at least for several hours today, wind-wise for at least a few more hours, but for coastal flooding, rip current risk, that could continue for a little bit longer beyond that.
Several roads on the island, covered with sand, water, and debris, remain closed, and the state's Emergency Management Agency is warning people to stay off the shoreline because the ocean is still extremely dangerous. American and European Union officials have released a summary of their trade deal. It imposes a 15% import tax on 70% of European goods that are exported to the United States. Correspondent Karen Chamas with the report.
The U.S. and the EU have the largest bilateral trading relationship in the world, involving $2 trillion in annual transatlantic business. European officials have had to defend the deal against dismay from businesses and member governments and criticism that the EU gave away too much. Maros Sefcovic, the EU trade commissioner, said in a news conference,
"The alternative, a trade war with sky-high tariffs and political escalation."
Both the US and the EU have said that the document made public on Thursday was only a first step in a process that can be further expanded to cover additional areas. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street, stocks remain lower now, the Dow dropping 130 points, the NASDAQ composite 78 points in the red. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are concerned about AI.
In fact, a lot of Americans are worried about the ways in which artificial intelligence may change society, and some believers have decided to get together and talk about it. Colorado Christian University, The Christian Post, and the company Glue AI will host a conference in October to consider how believers should deal with the new technology. The organizers say they're looking for, quote, strategies to responsibly integrate AI within a faith-informed framework. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey stepping down to join the Trump administration as FBI co-deputy director. Bailey pursued numerous legal challenges against the Biden administration on policies ranging from immigration to transgenderism. He also advanced conservative causes in his home state, threatening legal action against gyms over transgender bathroom policies and defending the state's pro-life regulations. This is SRN News. An Oregon man has pleaded guilty to two counts of second-degree manslaughter following a fatal crash with a softball team's bus.
Officials say Jonathan Dowdy has pled guilty to several counts of assault, one count of driving under the influence, and one count of driving with a suspended license. State police say Dowdy was driving his pickup last April when he crossed a center line and crashed into a bus loaded with 10 members of the Umpqua Community College softball team. A 19-year-old player and the team's head coach were killed. Jason Walker reporting.
As students start school this year, 17 states and the District of Columbia are imposing new cell phone restrictions. In total, 35 states have passed laws or rules to limit student phone use in school. Some states have enacted full-day bans, while others restrict phone use during class. More details at srnnews.com.